All right, he is the play-by-play voice, one of the voices of the Oakland Athletics on their radio network. He's at Vince Baseball on Twitter, and he once said that baseball is a talking sport. Vinny, how are you?
Good morning, Marty. A couple of things before we get started. First, congratulations to you on the induction into the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame. Well-deserved, long overdue.
Thank you.
And number two, it was great last night. Now, I know you've talked about the energy here in the 40,000, but it still just wasn't quite the same. You know, the A's, we don't have Foss with us. We're wishing him all the best. The Giants don't have Kipe still. I wish all those guys could have been here and really enjoyed it and really would have made it a complete, you know, night of Bay Bridge baseball, which is, you know, when these two teams get together, it's a lot of fun. So miss all those guys as well. But ready for game two this afternoon.
Well, your words are absolutely appreciated. In fact, tomorrow I was thinking I did a segment with Ray Fossey about the late Mike Marshall in the 74 World Series, and maybe I would play that tomorrow just to hear Ray's voice because I do miss him as much as you do. He's fighting cancer as well. So I appreciate you bringing that up. Hey, what a week for the Athletics. What a couple of weeks. One, Laureano is gone for the rest of the season. But then you've touted Chris Bassitt all year long on Twitter. You've talked about the season he's had, and I guess he escaped tragedy, but he got whacked pretty good in the White Sox series on a ball hit back to the box. How is Chris Bassitt doing, and what's the effect on the ball club?
Well, an extraordinarily, you know, dangerous moment, and he is so lucky that, you know, the outcome, given the circumstance of 100 mile an hour baseball hitting him on the side of his head, is where he is. I mean, the A's are in constant communication with Chris. He's still in Chicago. He will have surgery on Tuesday for a non-displaced fractures in his cheek. The plastic surgeon will come in and get that done. There is no compromise to the vision, which is certainly the best news of all. Just specifically talking about just the personal safety of Chris. Started with the White Sox. His wife Jess was there. His parents were at the game. He was an all-star almost as an afterthought, which was an embarrassment because at the time he was leading the American League in so many categories that make sense. If you want to take wins out of the equation, fine. Well, you know, whip and strikeouts and innings and shutouts. I mean, he was doing it all. So, you know, in the moment we were just, you know, we were stunned like everybody else was, and him down with his hands over his face and not knowing what to expect. A lot of credit goes to the A's head athletic trainer, Nick Paparesta, who got out to him very quickly and immediately exuded some calm over Chris. At the time, Chris was concerned about losing his eye, and that was not the case. And a lot of thanks to Jerry Reinsdorf and the White Sox people. The A's were in very good hands, and Jerry spoke with Chris's dad at the hospital. You know, Chris, naturally, you know, he was a White Sox draftee initially out of Akron, so worst case scenario, but then he joined the club, you know, for the getaway day, came to the clubhouse, spent about two or three innings at the ballpark, and that provided everybody some closure, you know, just a chance to see and kind of touch and feel Chris and get a chance to see that he's okay, he's recovering. I don't know if he's going to pitch again this year. You know, knowing Chris Bassitt, he wants to, probably expects to, but let's just let him get healthy, get through the surgery on Tuesday, and go from there.
Boy, well said. Boy, we wish him well. Fair, scary moment. Vinny, this ball club, how good are the A's? And they're a different ball club after the trading deadline. Marte really put on a display last night. The A's, I remember, they don't steal many bases. They don't hit and run. They don't do much. But this A's ball club is starting to utilize their speed. So how good is this ball club?
Well, that's a great question, Marty. I don't know the answer to that. They are a different club, certainly, with Starling. And look, we've seen Marte play against the A's as a Pirate and, you know, knew his history in the National League. We didn't really see him. You know, when you see him every day, it's like, wow, this guy does some really incredible things. He has a tremendous confidence. He has a great smile. And it's been fun getting to know him and getting to talk to him, you know, around the batting cage. And like yesterday, as I put out on social media, he mentioned to me, he goes, I asked him about his speed and learning about running and all those kinds of things. And he said he trains with the Dominican track team during the winter, and seeing the route he took last night on the ball from Wilmer Flores, just a direct dead sprint from right center to left center to basically, you know, save James Caprillion's bacon there in the second, may have saved the game too. He's been fun to watch. And I think, Marty, you know the history of the game, you know, the history of the A's, which You go back to the 70s, they were pitching in defense and low-scoring games. And I think right now that's what they are. They've got to rely on not giving away outs. They've got to rely on strong starting pitching and an excellent bullpen and try to scratch out enough runs. I mean, they'll hit some home runs. But the guys that have joined the club, Yan Gomes and Josh Harrison and Starling Marte, have made an immediate impact. And they've just kind of given the A's the energy and the boost, and they've played excellent baseball. And they're the reason the A's are still in the race, because if Oakland would have stood pat at the trading deadline, Marty, I don't think we would be talking about the A's much in that same ilk right now, thinking that they still have an excellent chance to get to the postseason for the fourth consecutive year. Right now, they're very much in it, and I think that's the main reason why.
Well, the Yankees are hot, and Boston's got Chris Sale, so we'll see where all that goes. And the schedule is going to be fascinating for the A's the rest of the way. Four-game series with the Yankees coming up next weekend. The Yankees have lost, 9 of 10 at the Coliseum. I think I saw that yesterday. Let me bring in Bill Lasky to chat with you a little bit. Bill, go ahead.
Good morning, Vince and Marty. You know, with Bassett's injury, Vince, the rotation really now is under pressure. And the one guy that really has not pitched well is Sean Manaea, who's on the hill today. Over his last three outings, he's only gone 11 innings and he's given up 15 earned runs, especially his last one in Texas. He really did not pitch well. What do you see that he has to change the second half? Because the first half was pretty good. Second half has been an issue. What are we going to see today out of Sean Manaea?
Excellent question, Bill, and good morning to you. It just seems like he's lacking presence right now on the mound. I thought two starts ago, very warm and humid in Cleveland. He went to the rosin bag an awful lot on a day game in Cleveland, and I thought that might have been part of the issue. He's knocked out of the second inning. He said it wasn't. Naturally, when you look at a team with the rotation, which still leads the majors in innings pitched, that the discussion then kind of drifts toward fatigue. And I don't think it's any more than any other pitching staff has at this point. I don't think that's the issue. He's got to get off to a good start. I mean, he's allowed runs in the first inning, his last four starts. That has to change. He was the pitcher of the month in June. I mean, he was outstanding with the great motion that he has, you know, great deception. And he was touching 92 and 94 and holding that throughout the course of the game. And he's basically been there for the most part. But I think he just has to find a way to finish his pitches, get off to a good start, get that kind of eye of the tiger look again, because you're right, minus Chris Bassett and all those innings and that leadership, because that's what Chris provided to the staff. They definitely kind of rallied around Chris when he was healthy. They all talk together and they all break down each other's starts, but Chris was the ringleader of that. So guys like Manaea and Montas have got to step up for that, because, you know, without them, it's going to be a stretch, and the schedule is not forgiving to the A's. They've got the second toughest schedule down the stretch, so starting pitching has been their calling card. It's got to be that again, and Manaea has got to be an integral part of that for them to get to October.
Vinny, you brought up a good point on Twitter last night, at Vince Baseball, about Bob Melvin and Kapler, the way they sort of match each other with pitching moves, pinch-hitting moves. And Melvin brought in the lefty, knowing that Crawford and Belt would not get pinch-hit for, and Kapler then didn't make a move with Dickerson. He let the lefty hit against the left-handed pitcher. These two managers really go at it, and Melvin has a knack. Melvin really gets a lot of play. Tony La Russa said good things about him. I like the way he manages. I like the matchup with Kapler and Kapler's moves.
Well, in all fairness, you know, to Bob Melvin, Gabe Kapler's not there yet. I mean, Gabe just doesn't have the experience. He's getting there, and he's certainly shown this year a much improved way of handling the team and handling the bullpen, as evidenced by where the club is. Bob Melvin's been doing this for years, and he's done it, you know, for more than just the Athletics, but certainly the longest stretch with Oakland. It was fun to watch because, you know, with five right-hand batters on the bench, I thought for certain that Gabe was going to make some move with Darren Ruff or Solano or somebody, but still at that point a one-run game, you know, in the seventh inning, and he had the power on the bench, which is the calling card. And I was shocked to see that move didn't happen. I haven't talked to Bob Melvin yet today. Will in about an hour just to hear his thoughts about that cat and mouse game going back and forth. Because one of the strengths, you guys know this better than I do. I mean, this one of the strengths of the Giants is they're as tough a team as any to match up against because of all the moves that they can make with the versatility on their bench. you know, right and left and could play numerous positions, and it's really worked for the Giants. And I thought, you know, that the Giants were going to do that last night, and we didn't see any of that, and it kind of helped the A's that Marte took over in the bottom of the seventh inning and drove in and created the other run, and it was just at that point, 4-1 felt like 40-1, you know, in favor of the A's. And the A's bullpen is much different than the Giants or a lot of clubs. While the bullpen is very good, second in the league in ERA, they don't strike out very many people. And, you know, they have to rely on contact and pitch the contact. Petit, you know, is one of those guys. Andrew Chafin is a sinker ball guy. You know, Diekman can't strike out guys, but he's been, a bit uneven at times. And Lou can as well, but he didn't last night. And so they've got to find ways to make sure that they can close it down, which goes back to my original thought about the defense has got to show up every night for this club to keep on winning ball games.
Hey, Vince, another player that the A's picked up who I really enjoyed watching playing with the Pirates and then the Nationals is Josh Harrison, and he really had a nice hit yesterday off Wood with that ball in on his hands that he pushed out to center field for a clutch hit. He has fit in really well with the A's, played second base yesterday. He's back at third base today. His energy, his excitement, his smile, I mean, fits in with this Oakland A's team. Tell me a little bit about what you thought about Josh Harrison so far.
Well, you hit the nail on the head with all those comments about the attributes that he brings to the club. He's a winning player, and that versatility helps from the right side. You know, Tony Kemp does some of those things from the left side, but when Josh joined the club and they were on the road in Anaheim and he started two ground ball double plays off the bat of Shohei Ohtani, which had never happened in Ohtani's career, hitting into two double plays in the same game. It was because of the quickness of the hands and the arm strength of Josh starting those double plays. And I think that really kind of opened the A's eyes that, you know, they, you know, much like Marte, and I think they knew more about Yan Gomes. You know, here's a veteran catcher. He's been in the World Series and he's done some good things. He played in the league a lot of years with Cleveland. So Bob Melvin had a better feel for what Yan could bring to the club. Kind of knew a little bit about Marte and Josh, but watching them play every day, you go, wow, Josh is a prime defender, especially on the infield. And that's something that is a pleasant, I'm going to say surprise, but just a pleasant thing that has happened with the A's and watching him perform. And look, he still isn't quite 100% with his right leg. He hurt his right quad in Cleveland, but he's been through this enough that he knew to shut it down, and he knows how to treat that to make sure that he could get back on the field, that 2 or 3 days weren't going to be 2 weeks. And he's important to the club for those attributes of, you know, the smile and the energy and the versatility and just being a winning player. He's a guy that just puts the bat on the ball. He'll hit an occasional home run, but he's a line drive hitter. So he's been fun to watch. And you guys know at this time of the year, especially when you're playing 15 in a row, that day game after night game, you need that energy guy in your lineup that kind of inspires everybody to kind of clear the cobwebs and get out there and play the game. And Josh is in that category.
Vinny, Houston, we got to see Houston play the Giants, and frankly, I wasn't that impressed. I mean, they can hit. They can hit with everybody. They really can. Kyle Tucker's having a great season out of nowhere. But pitching-wise, McCullers was outstanding, but the other guys were sort of, you know, maybe they'll pitch well, maybe they won't. How good do you think Houston is as we go down the stretch here?
I think they're very good. I just do, Marty. I mean, And they've certainly had the A's number this year, and they retooled their entire bullpen, which was their Achilles heel. I mean, they went out and got a bunch of arms. You know, they got Garcia from Miami. They got Maton from Cleveland, and adding with Ryan Pressly. So I think they're a good club. Michael Brantley he's a pure hitter as you're going to have in baseball, and they're doing this without Alex Bregman, Marty. So he's going to be back before the A's see them. I think he's going to be back in the next week. Restarted a rehab last night with the Astros. Look, they've been there. They've done that. They've got a chip on the shoulder. They've been booed everywhere finally this year, and it has not fazed them one bit. They will be a tough adversary, but the advantage for the A's is that it's right in front of them. They've got to stay close, maybe catch them, because 6 of the last 9 of the season are against the Astros home at home, and that's what you ask for. You want that opportunity, you know, to face the team that you're trying to chase, or, you know, face the team and try to put them away at the end of the season. And I think it's going to be a challenge. Zach Greinke still gets people out. I mean, he throws an 88-mile-an-hour fastball and an 87-mile-an-hour changeup, and yet the ball does different things coming out of his hand. So I have a lot of respect for Dusty's club over there, and it's still going to be a challenge for the A's. I think I think Houston's a very good club.
Hey, Vince, I'd love to hear your opinion on the orange and black with the San Francisco Giants. 182 home runs, holding on to the best record in Major League Baseball. What have you seen from the opposite side of the Bay about the Giants?
Well, I mean, again, this is strictly from far away, looking from the outside in. The thing that's impressed me, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this ad nauseum, is the way that the Crawfords and the Belts and the Posies have bought into the hitting philosophies that were brought in by Gabe and his extensive staff. And, these young guys that, have ideas and back it up either with performance or with video or just analytics, those guys have bought in and they're having remarkable years. I mean, the way that they've managed Posey's load has been perfect. You know, Brandon having an MVP type season at shortstop, and without having that 30 home run guy, but you got a bunch of 15s sprinkled 1 through 9 of that lineup. Anybody could hit it out. So I think they've got a great thing going. I mean, look, from afar, I watch, I see the box scores and I see, they're down by 3 runs in the eighth. They score 4, or they score, 2 or 3 in the first inning and they hold on. The A's have seen that firsthand. I mean, they've got a little bit of that vibe, which is so important. And it's been interesting to watch. Now there's a lot of pressure on them because everybody still wants to put most of the eggs in the Dodger basket, and they're 500 against them. They got 3 more games left with the Dodgers, which will be at Oracle in early September. That's going to mean something, certainly. But it's been interesting the way that the Giants seem to have held off every challenge, and they've done an outstanding job. Gabe should be congratulated for what he's doing and what Boom Boom is doing with the pitching staff. Andrew Bailey, they've been fun to watch. I mean, look, they've got pitching just like the A's do. They've got defense like the A's do. They've hit more home runs than anybody in the league except for the Toronto Blue Jays. And they do that 1 through 9. So I think that makes them dangerous. And like we mentioned earlier, the ability to mix and match and force matchups, which is where the game has gone. The game has gone to a matchup game where, I feel like I can put, a player or players in a best possible situation and force the hand of the opposing manager. Nobody's done it better than the Giants this year.
Yeah, they grind it out. It's like the old A's teams. They grind it out. You can get 30 pitches in the first inning off a pitcher, and that sets a tone for the game. They're grinders, and that's what they've been doing. Vinny, great to have you on. It's a pleasure catching up with you as always. And as I always told you, baseball is a talking sport, right?
That's right. You're the one that came up with that, Marty.
No, you did.
Over here. Hope you're well, and I hope to see you soon.
Thanks.
Yeah, you did. I give you credit for it. You know that. I only tease you. All right. Be well, Vin.
Thanks,
take care.
Vince.
Talk to you soon. So long, guys.
All right. That is Vince Cotroneo. Bill Manaea, we've talked a lot about him today. Where do you think we're going here with Manaea?
I think you got to jump on him early, just like what Vince was saying. His first couple of innings are the troublemakers. I watched that game in Texas, and he struggled right off the bat, gave up 7 earned runs, and I was looking at his stats. Second half, he has not had a good game and a consistent back-to-back game like he did in the first half. So I think with the lineup the Giants are throwing out there, I think the top of the first inning is going to be huge. If they can get up a crooked number to get up on the A's and see what Gausman does as he progresses through the game.
Yeah, 7 of the 9 hitters, Slater, Posey, Belt, Ruff, Bryant, Flores, Craw, Solano, and Casale. 7 of the 9 right-handed, and 12 of the 18 homers he's given up right-handed, so we'll see what happens. All right, we'll take a break. Bill will be back with me and Kerry right after this on the Sports Leader.